With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. President Donald Trump announced today he's nominated Kurt Almy of Billings to serve as the next U.S. Attorney for the District of Montana. Almy is the current president and general counsel of the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch Foundation. Previously, he served in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Montana and was Montana's first assistant U.S. Attorney from 2006 to 2010. Almy was the director of the State Department of Revenue from 2001 to 2003. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines recommended Almy to Trump to become the chief federal law enforcement officer in Montana. The White House says Almy shares the president's vision for making America safe again. Almy must be confirmed by the Senate. If confirmed, Almy will fill the role left vacant by former U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter earlier this year. Almy couldn't be reached for comment on his nomination before the time of this broadcast. Preparations are underway for a fuels reduction project in western Montana's Bitterroot Valley. The West Side Vegetation Management Project in Timber Sale will take place between Lost Horse and Roaring Lion Creeks on the valley's west side. Darby District Ranger Eric Winthers.
We'll be doing some thinning, and those logs will be taken to a sawmill somewhere. There's about 5 million board feet of wood coming out of there. It's about 680 truckloads total.
Winthers says the West Side project had been in the planning stages for over 4 years. The Forest Service was just weeks away from starting the contract work to implement the project last year when a lawsuit and a major wildfire intervened. The Roaring Lion fire destroyed 16 homes and chewed through over 13 square miles of timber. It also torched about 1,000 acres of the West Side Project area, where non-commercial thinning was planned. A neighboring landowner, Fred Rohrbach, objected to the construction of a new road adjacent to his property and sued to stop it. District Ranger Winthers says that suit was resolved earlier this year.
We moved the road behind Rohrbach's property. We moved that further to the west, and we have secured access to a couple units there, so there'll be probably about 460 of the loads will be hauled through his property.
Road work to prepare for the project, including culvert replacements, grading, and drainage improvements, are underway. If all goes to plan, the thinning work could start in August. The Montana Supreme Court has rejected an appeal in the case of a Montana woman who sued, saying medical providers failed to diagnose her unborn daughter's cystic fibrosis. Carrie Evans' wrongful birth suit last year sought up to $2.2 million for her daughter's medical expenses, arguing that if she had known about the diagnosis, she would have had an abortion. The investigation into the death of a famed Yellowstone National Park grizzly bear killed by an elk hunter in late 2015 determined that the bear was shot 3 times at close range with a .30 caliber rifle. Montana's chief political watchdog has ruled that Governor Steve Bullock's reelection campaign violated state law by failing to timely report expenses stemming from his use of a state aircraft. Political Practices Commissioner Jeff Mangan said today he was referring the matter to the Lewis and Clark County Attorney for possible prosecution. Mangan said there was enough evidence to justify a civil prosecution or a fine. The commissioner found that Bullock's reelection campaign failed to timely report expenses on 9 occasions. The governor's spokeswoman called the late reports a paperwork error. She said the campaign would work with the commissioner to make amends. She did not elaborate. The governor began reimbursing the state for his use of the aircraft after coming under fire by Republicans. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana and Life Flight Network have reached an agreement to provide in-network coverage of air ambulance service in southwestern Montana. As part of the agreement announced today, Life Flight Network will base one of its helicopters in Bozeman. It already has a helicopter in Missoula and both a helicopter and fixed-wing airplane in Butte. The agreement was reached after the legislature passed a bill that required insurance and air ambulance companies to negotiate settlements of air ambulance bills, leaving patients responsible only for their copays and deductibles. Patients had complained about receiving bills for tens of thousands of dollars for air ambulance service from companies that did not have a contract with their insurance provider. Blue Cross Blue Shield covers nearly 300,000 people in Montana. Montana lawmakers are making plans to research statewide health concerns ahead of the next legislative session, Corn Cates Carney reports.
Looming federal health care decisions and state budget cuts served as the background for the first Children, Families, Health and Human Services Interim Committee meeting Thursday. The committee is charged with monitoring the state's health department, developing legislation, and conducting studies issued by the previous legislature. During this interim, the committee will oversee a study lawmakers voted to make their top priority, looking at the influencers and healthcare costs, efforts to make prices more transparent, and ways to help people make more informed healthcare decisions. Representative Kathy Kelker from Billings developed an outline for the study.
I have heard from probably every healthcare advocate in Montana since the legislative session ended. They're telling me, I want to collaborate, I want to be part of this discussion so that we can do it better.
The Health Services Committee voted Thursday to create a separate working group dedicated to this issue, made up of healthcare professionals, lawmakers, business representatives, and state officials. Kelker says the committee is expected to come out with legislative proposals next May. The committee will also review the state's Medicaid expansion program, which was passed in the HELP Act in 2015. Lawmakers will need to approve that program again in 2019, otherwise it will expire. As of May of this year, more than 77,000 people were enrolled in the state's Medicaid expansion program. Senator Eric Moore, a Republican from Miles City, told the committee it should remain flexible over the next year and a half as it works on these studies.
There's going to be phenomenal changes at the federal level of some degree, and what the fiscal impact and the policy impact will be on the state of Montana is impossible to predict, but we may get 3 months down the road and scrap our work plan, and it's going to be all about how we provide for Medicaid at a 70% match rate as opposed to 90 or 95. I mean, who knows?
While state lawmakers watch and wait for federal action on health care, they're anticipating a shortfall in state general revenue projections, which could trigger cuts in Medicaid expansion programs and provider rates. If those cuts are triggered, they'll be announced in mid-August. The Child, Families, Health, and Human Services Committee will finalize its work plan at its next meeting in September. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.